I'd like to thank you for giving of your time so that we can dedicate Kehila Chavari Moshiach in this new place. Abba Father, we are so grateful that you have generously given us this place that we may share. I thank you for touching the heart of Church of the Way congregation, allowing us to rent their space. I promise to you for Kehila Chavari Moshiach that we will treat this space with reverence, that this will be unto us a sanctuary, that we will be true to your call. Baruch Hashem Yeshua Moshiachenu. Amen. The real question that has to be asked at this point in time is, why a dedication service? Why do we need one? The answer is both simple and complex. The answer is simple because God has given us this space. And when we dedicate this space, we're dedicating it to Him and thanking Him for His allowing us to use this. That's the simple answer. The more complex answer as to why we go through a dedication service is because we are inviting the Holy Spirit to be with us. Consciously and deliberately recognizing Him, that He is an integral part of our Kehila. He is the leader of our Kehila. He is the one who directs us, and therefore we need to recognize that and we need to honor that fact. And we do that by dedicating this space to Him. And so we're going to start out with our first song to set the mood. We sang this song this morning, so we all know the words. We know the words anyway to Kadosh. Would you please stand with me? Kadosh, 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 Adonai Elohim, Sevaot, Adonai Elohim, Sevaot. Please be seated. Call upon Dan.
If you have your Bibles with you today, if you can hear me after that squealing earlier, if you can turn to Psalms chapter 30. I'll let you in on a secret. When we say that to you, it's so that we can find it too. A psalm, a song of dedication for the house by David. I will exalt you, Adonai, because you drew me up. You didn't let my enemies rejoice over me. Adonai, my God, I cried out to you, and you provided healing for me. Adonai, you lifted me up from Sheol. You kept me alive when I was sinking in the pit. Sing praise to Adonai, you faithful of his, and give thanks on recalling his holiness. For his anger is momentary, but his favor is for a lifetime. Tears may linger for the night, but with the dawn comes the cries of joy. Once I was prosperous and used to say, nothing could ever shake me. When you showed me favor, Adonai, I was firm as a mighty mountain. But when you hid your face, I was struck with terror. I called to you, Adonai. To Adonai I pleaded for mercy. What advantage is there in my death, in my going down to the pit? Can the dust praise you? Can it proclaim your truth? Hear me, Adonai, and show me your favor. Adonai, be my helper. You turned my mourning into dancing. Hallelujah. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my well-being can praise you and not be silent. Adonai, my God, I will thank you forever. Amen.
Okay, we would like to explain here Psalm 30. This is a psalm for dedication, used when moving into a new home. David HaMelech, King David, wrote this psalm after he constructed the house of cedar, following the death of King Shaul. David had escaped from his confines in the cave of Adullam, in the southern portion of Israel near En Gedi. Verse 4 is particularly significant. Sing praise to Adonai, you faithful of his, and give thanks on recalling his holiness. For it tells us Adonai will not withhold his love from us if and when we slide away from him momentarily. He is ever faithful to us, and he calls us to be ever faithful to him.
King David had been hard-pressed by King Saul and had finally thought himself to be secure, but had been greatly afflicted by geography and loneliness from his dear friend Jonathan, whose death he deeply mourned. As Charles Spurgeon shares with us, when God's children prosper one way, they are generally tried another, for few of us can bear unmingled prosperity. It is in verse 4, we as his children are called to gather round to celebrate Adonai's compassion in giving us a new home with a gracious and God-fearing congregation.
Psalm 15, Adonai, who can rest in your tent? Who can live on your holy mountain? Those who live a blameless life, who have behaved uprightly, who speak the truth from their hearts and keep their tongues from slander, who never do harm to others or seek to discredit neighbors, who look with scorn upon the vile, but honor those who fear Adonai, who hold to an oath no matter the cost, who refuse usury when they lend money and refuse a bribe to damage the innocent. Those who do these things will never be moved.
Psalm 15
is particularly important to us, his children, as Adonai calls us to recommit our lives to his life instructions, his Torah, and ensure we are firmly grounded in his way with a walk of integrity. This beautiful but short creation from Adonai's lips to David's lyre calls us to be his tzadikim, his righteousness, his saints.
There will be three times during this service that we will dedicate ourselves. Would you please stand? And as a kapila, would you join me? I want my heart to be fully dedicated to the one true Elohim, the creator of the universe and the lover of my soul. I want my body to be the house for his temple, wherein the Holy Spirit indwells and creates within me a new person from the inside out. Adonai Elohim Tzevaot, Lord God Almighty, to help me remain committed to his truth for all the time I have on this earth and throughout eternity. This song we have sung before, it'll be a bit of a challenge to do it a cappella, but I think we can do it. I dedicate my temple, Adonai, to you. I give my life as a sacrifice of praise only to you. Purify every part of this body so that I am fit for your use. Fill my heart with the oil of your Spirit. Let me burn with light. Would you read Matthew 7, 24 to 27, please?
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them shall be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the rain came down, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them shall be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, And the rains came down, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
It is our responsibility to ensure Kehila Chavarim Moshiach as a fellowship is grounded within his love, and that we walk with integrity, compassion, trust, and love. We do not wish to be swept away from his deep and abiding promises merely because we failed to be obedient to his word. Let us commit ourselves to honoring our pledge to him to make Kehila Chavarim Moshiach a safe spiritual home for all his lost people and for all those who are seeking a home where they may gather in worship and praise, where Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, lives. Would you please stand? I want my heart to be fully dedicated to the one true Elohim, the creator of the universe and the lover of my soul. I want my body to be the house for his temple, wherein the Holy Spirit indwells, creates within me a new person from the inside out. I pray for Adonai Elohim Tzivaot, Lord God Almighty, to help me remain committed to his Torah for all the time I have on this earth and throughout eternity. Amen. Would you join me in prayer, please? Peace unto this house of Adonai. Live long. Peace be all to all who enter into this house of Adonai and to all who come into this house to worship and praise his holy name. May it be your will, Adonai, our God and God of our fathers, the peace of Messiah Yeshua be upon your house, and may your peace not turn back from your house, and may it not depart from all who enter into your house. As his words say to us, peace I leave to you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give peace to you. And unto David, and unto his seed, and unto his house, and unto his throne, may there be peace from Adonai for all eternity. Amen. Now we're going to do something rather unusual now. This hall is a public hall, and it is used by all who enter in here for whatever purpose. But when we enter into this hall, it is a sanctuary. And so it is appropriate for us to anoint this hall as a sanctuary. May the love of Adonai Yeshua, the ruler of the universe and the lover of our souls, claim this house for his own. And may Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, guard this house and keep it safe for all who enter. May this sacred oil seal this house of the living God for him and for all his righteous saints. Amen.
Amen. Keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, his shalom. In the name of Yeshua, our blessed Messiah and Savior, Lechah Shalom. The Lord says, thus will I place my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them, saith the Lord. Amen.
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 As our final act, this is our benediction. All of us, please. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out.